How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance,
and misadventures.
But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Okay, I never wanted to be this person who says this, but Captain Sandy handled herself really well this episode.
I'm glad you said it first because I thought, look, y'all, I was like, do I do this show to appease Poodle or do I do this show to tell it like it is for all of you out there? And I went, I've got to tell it like it is. And I went, I hope Poodle doesn't come for me.
She made some really good calls. Of course, there were lots of Captain Sandy-isms, like, I was really pulling for you here.
Oh, yeah.
That was there. She wasn't.
When it comes to the whole, I think, Dave and Tash
she's
situation.
She's handled it very well.
Just brilliantly. So I think, y'all, the way we talked about this episode.
This is Reality Games. Oh, yeah. Below Dick Mid.
Below Dick Mid. Season 7, Episode 5, Breakups and Shakeups.
So basically, this is the episode that it all comes to a head with Dave and Tosh. What a fucking mess.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of mess, our tickets for our second tour go on sale next week. It never goes out as planned, so I'm sure it's going to be a mess.
The Doublet Tour.
The Doublet Tour. We're going to try to make it better.
Fall tour.
Y'all, tickets going to go on. We're going to announce all the cities next
Monday.
Next week on our Part 1 90 Day Fiancé show. And then the tickets are going to go on sale for pre-sale for Patreon and Supercast members on Wednesday, the
17th
of August. And then on the
general on sale on the 19th.
On the 19th. Yes, 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 yes. So you should be sure to do that. We can't guarantee the VIP is going to last for general on these. So if you're not on at least a $5 tier of Patreon, because everybody on Patreon and Supercast will get the pre-sale code.
Right.
We can't promise. We can't do. Please don't message us anymore saying I didn't get tickets and I want to get an upgrade.
Right.
We got in trouble with some of the theaters.
Some of the venues.
We can't do that. Remember, if I'm not going to ask if I can't ask John Legend for a VIP, I can't ask Maddie and Poodle.
I don't want to put us anywhere in league with John Legend.
Yeah, if I can't text Snoop Dogg to get a VIP, you can't ask Maddie and Poodle. If I can't call Renee Fleming and ask Renee to upgrade me to box seats, then you can't call Maddie or Poodle.
You don't DM the My Favorite Murder Women.
Yes, there you go. There you go. There you go.
You don't with Kate and Georgia, you don't just text them.
Yes. No. Yeah. No.
It's gotten to be so difficult, you guys, and I know that some people get upset because you're like, I'm not a Patreon. Some of the shows were sold out with just Patreon. That probably won't be the way now because we're in bigger houses, but the VIPs probably will. That is just, it's the nature. A lot of places we're not responsible for capping the VIPs. Venue lets us know how many they think they can do within usually about an hour. And they usually cap us at 50.
Yeah. So that's just kind of where we are. Anyway, those are going to go on sale. We're excited for that. Again, in the Linktree link, if you go to our Linktree on our Instagram or wherever, because our website's still down, but we are going to, I swear, that's happening within the next couple, hopefully by the time we launch our tour.
We are working on it.
We are. But if you go to our Linktree link, you also see that you can get tickets for I'll Be Thursday at the Hollywood Improv, Sean Pulaski's stand-up show, Social Media Meltdowns, and if you are in the South Carolina area, you can go see Poodle at his mother's.
You not find me. You might find me at a Barnes & Noble trying. That's because that's the gay social area.
Your monkeypox have kicked in by then?
It needs to have. Ooh, boy.
When'd you get your next one?
I think I'm supposed to call this week, but I'm protected, pretty well protected. I'm not nuzzling anybody right now. Yeah.
It's apparently pretty painful.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you.
I do have my first one, though. For those of you who have messaged me.
A lot of people, my own sister-in-law works for that. She said, hey, this monkeypox thing is serious. Has Jake gotten a shot?
Yeah, I have gotten my first shot. I will say.
Doesn't he have a lot of partners? And I said, do you mean, is he a slut? And she said, yes. And I went, a big one.
That's so delicate. Doesn't he have a lot of partners?
Yeah.
That's such a quaint way of saying it.
Great way of saying it. Anyway.
Is she a big, big slut?
Yes. And you know what? You should all be a big slut.
Nothing wrong with it. Long as everyone feels safe and protected.
And have your fun and get it done.
Yep. So let's talk about this episode.
Yes.
We're going to get our tea bags and then we're just going to just talk about the Dave and Tosh situation,
okay.
How it worked. So.
Quick thinking. We just got through doing Smothered, by the way, y'all. And oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I just want a prompt. So,
yeah. Cringe tier is back.
Cringe tier. The first episode was for free. Listen to it. Then it's on the $8 tier, which if you get the $8 tier, you'll get this show commercial free. Yeah. But, ooh, Smothered. Oh, I love it. It's my favorite.
So, what we all knew, my first teabag is what we all knew was, as Natalia says, inedible.
Inedible. Yeah. Inedible.
Inedible. Is Ray Gunn will be leaving yacht ship home or
Ray
whatever
Gunn
it is.
Ray Gunn is done. Yep.
Ray Gunn, it's we hardly
Chelsea
knew ye.
Marr, Ray Gunn ain't happening. That's what Dad would say.
Captain Sandy dismisses her promptly and said, the final straw was you're really calling 3 meters, which was, I'm letting you go. Wish I had the time, really, to teach you.
That was my favorite part.
Ray Gunn, I really wish I had the time to make sure
you
knew what I would teach you. No, you don't. You want her to get the... She's like, because I'm all for women in... I'm all for women in yachting and all for women on deck and all for women dancing in front of me.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway,
I love a female dealer in Vegas. Love just
I can see that
smoking a Swisher Sweet while playing blackjack, looking at a
she
woman.
She was saying that's a Swisher Sweet.
Looking at a woman's bosom. Oh, that's hot.
So, she says, Ray Gunn, of course. It's nice to Sandy. She's like, and then she asks, "I've been sacked. Apparently, I'm not strong enough for deck." She's already rewriting history.
Yeah.
Like she did before.
Yeah. Reagan doesn't live in our world, y'all.
I think she won't be thought of fondly. She might not even get back for the reunion.
I don't think she'll ever be a good bosun. She's got
Maybe she'll learn to accept some responsibility.
She hasn't yet, though.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
I don't know.
So
guess who? Storm is promoted as provisional bosun.
Yes.
It's very much a Captain Sandy move. I kind of wondered it. She's like, I need to see how you lead. I need to see how you lead, Storm.
Everybody, you can be a good job on deck, but can you lead?
Can you lead her ship?
Can you?
Not his ship. Her ship.
My ship.
My ship. My ship.
How much hotter is he to you now that he's been charged? Yeah.
That dirtbag pirate can get it any day.
Oh, God, you've got to.
Did you see pictures of him when he had that long, curly hair?
Yeah.
Woo!
I mean, he just kind of looks like he smells a little bit.
I'm okay with a little bit of it. Did you hear Natalia says, you need a shower.
Yeah,
he smells all the time. Yeah. But if it's out on the sea, I'm kind of okay with it.
Is it just brine?
I'd make excuses for Storm.
Ugh.
I'm like, that's just him, yo.
So, and then we know another deckhand is coming. It's spoiler alert. We already
Courtney!
Know it's Courtney.
It's Courtney.
We already
She's
know
on
that
deck.
Courtney is coming.
From last season.
They don't know, but yes. I'm excited because y'all, Z and Courtney got
yes.
very well. They made out a lot.
And I think it's funny that Storm or Natalia is worried about the girl coming for Storm. That's not going to be a problem.
They don't know. I think, I've said this before, I think Courtney's going to bring a whole new life to the show.
I love her.
I think, I can't imagine her not getting along with anyone.
I agree. This is a smart choice.
I think her and Kyle are going to be like two sluts in a pod.
And I think now that we've had such a messy start with this Tosh Dave situation, I think Courtney is exactly what we need.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Was there any other tea bags besides?
I had some.
I do think my next is when Storm is talking to Z and Z is kind of pumping Storm up.
I'll piggyback off this, but go ahead.
And so, but just Z, I wrote down, is Z too good for this world?
He is so sweet and wonderful.
He's
such
too
a kind,
good.
He has such a good nature.
We don't deserve Z, y'all.
We don't.
We do not deserve Z.
2022 does not deserve Z.
No, it fucking doesn't.
No.
But the way he just said, gives him this great advice and says, don't focus on you, focus on your team.
And let us help you.
Yes, if you focus on how us and our, then we'll help you. And it was just like, this is good advice. That's all I had if you wanted to piggyback.
And Storm said, you're right. Thank you. And that's how you give advice that sounds helpful.
Oh.
And you don't, you're not just telling someone how to do things.
Where Ray gonna go, huh, I'm hungry.
Just listen to what Storm says.
And she's gonna go eat. And then later she's like, I've been thinking, I should think about my team.
Ugh. Good riddance to Ray Gunn.
I really didn't like. She wasn't good at her job, but I also just really thought her personality was piss poor.
She wasn't a good kind of cruise director, which you kind of have
agree.
To be.
I could see her not coming into the reunion.
Yeah. I want to piggyback, and this is more of a general below deck note. When we have South Africans on board,
okay.
A lot of times South African men. See, what the fuck is his name? I'm blanking. Ashton, you see, Zhao, a lot, any of the kind of alpha, misogynistic, boorish South African, not boor, boorish,
boorish,
boorish boars, any of those.
Yeah, keep talking. You're turning me on.
They can be so much an asshole that, like, we had the Brew Crew.
Yeah.
Where it was all South African men.
Yeah.
We don't have that in Kyle, Storm, or Z. We have three South African men on board, and we don't have that kind of arrogant, misogynistic vibe.
No.
And it is a wonderful thing not to have. Because yes. in yachting, we have a preponderance of South African men.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and we've seen them all over our screens. And Gary being a great example. But even Gary is not as bad as some of these men.
Yeah.
That we've seen. Just dirtbags, but not in the good Storm way.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. I never thought about that. And
Storm will kind of flirt with Kyle occasionally, which none of these other Brew Crew guys would never do.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, when he was like blindfolded and Kyle acted like he was going to kiss him. What if Storm would have kissed Kyle?
They'll do it before the end.
Storm's made out with a guy before, I feel like.
Yeah.
Or maybe he hasn't. Maybe you're just telling yourself that.
No, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe. When I rewrite my history of him, that it involves that. In my very vivid dreams of our life together.
Very vivid dreams.
Yeah.
So my next teabag is, this might seem small to some people, but this was a lot to me.
Okay.
Years ago.
When the earth was still cooling from the last volcanic eruptions.
And I was playing the field. I remember I was getting dicked down regularly by this really cute guy.
Okay.
Super cute guy. Shorter than me. Again, y'all, don't knock.
A short king.
Don't count a short Latino man out. Or any short man. But whoa. This is one of those guys picked me up, took me to the bed. I was singing the Another World theme while he was fucking me. You light up my life.
When I'm with you, you take me away to another world.
Do, 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 do. I'm coming. Woo, y'all. He set me up on fire.
You are my life.
You are my life.
Love that's real. It's a great theme song.
It is. Y'all, Days of Our Lives is going off the air. It's going to Peacock now.
I know. I'm of two minds about this. Y'all know I'm a Days watcher for a long time. Everything has to have an end.
Wow.
Okay. And I feel like a lot of soaps have outlived their relevancy. And
I hate that they're putting just another new show, though, in place of it.
Ugh. I know. But I think Days just strangely, the storylines got crazier, and they had the leadership and they had writers change so much that they couldn't really get a footing for a while.
Really, I have to say too, a soap opera, just all of it, acting, writing, but especially on the creative side, it's a really hard thing.
Oh
to
my
do.
God.
It's a really, I think a lot of actors will tell you this. And writers will say it's the hardest thing to do in show business.
Yeah.
To do that on a continual basis.
And I think for us, having soap operas during the day was a very different thing. Other countries in the world have cultures of soap operas at night. Telenovelas, Korean soap operas. You go to Europe, they're all over. Like, the British have Coronation Street and a lot of EastEnders. Mm-hmm. And Australia has a lot of those night soaps that have been going forever, but we have a tradition of that, but not in the same way. Mm-hmm. Day soaps are a lot harder to do.
Yeah, very very difficult.
It's a shame.
What was I talking about?
Oh, I don't know.
So this guy would dick me down. Okay,
where do we go?
I know. It was really good sex, but I had a hard time with it because. We would fuck, we would talk a little bit, and then it was just fine, y'all. Usually when I used to have gentlemen callers over, I would always offer them a clean towel and a shower if they'd like to, because some people like to clean up.
I don't want to offer them a shower unless they ask.
Yeah, okay, I think we're a little different.
I'm thinking, what are you doing after this?
I don't want it to be like,
what are you doing?
When you said you had to go to your car and you couldn't open your car door because you had lube all over your hand.
That didn't happen every time.
Yeah, so I'd like to be, So he took a shower. He would be in the shower, and every time he would shower, and I hear,
oh, I hate that.
Like Kyle said, like his ex, I can't stand it when
I hate the hawking up loogies.
So all I'm thinking the whole time is,
shower loogie hawking is
disgusting. There's
a shower loogie
somewhere in my shower. And it was really the first time I went, I can't see him again. But then 2 days later, I started thinking about that dicking down, and that Another World theme started playing in my head again. And I said, what you doing tonight?
And why did it go away?
I met someone else, actually. That's what happened. I got better dick.
Wow.
Well.
And so how'd you, did you tell him you couldn't see him anymore?
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got better dick.
Well, yeah, I told him. I just said, well, I started dating the person I was dating.
Oh,
I started dating someone seriously. I also think, I'm pretty sure it was him that gave me gonorrhea. So that was probably a good thing to cut that off.
Yikes. It happens. Just go to the clinic.
Just go to the clinic. Anyway.
It happens to everybody.
You know what? On that note, y'all go get test yourselves, and we're going
to
take
go to the clinic.
Go, yeah, use your Everlane if you want. Or Everly Lane?
Everly Well.
Everly Well, yes, our sponsor.
Yeah.
And we're going to go to a commercial break right now.
I got a closet full of them.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
That's your deal breaker?
One of them.
You know what mine is? I was thinking I was going to ask you the same thing.
What?
Dad jokes.
Oh.
Or jokes that are unintentionally like groaners.
Yeah.
I was seeing someone and I could kind of get past it, and it started to get on my nerves. And this guy was so cute too, and he really enjoyed them, but I could start to feel them in my teeth when he would. And at one point I was like, "Do you think they're really funny? Do you think you're funny?" He completely took offense.
That could be a mean thing to say to someone that you don't have a lot of emotional capital.
But
with.
I wanted to say, are you doing them? I was thinking it was like in a more like a way that I want to say ironically. I wanted to know if he was doing them ironically.
Are you the gay Seinfeld? Do you just say inappropriate things to people that
you don't know that well? Yes, I do.
Because you really didn't know. How long have you been dating him when you said that?
A month.
Yeah, that's not long enough.
But I asked. I thought he might be doing them ironically.
That's like if you're dating someone and you say, hey, your breast smells bad all the time. You've got to have about 3 months in before you do that.
You need to tell them otherwise. But I finally just said,
you are the gay Larry Kramer.
Larry David.
Larry Kramer was gay.
That'd be a different Larry. And my story would be like, it'd be very, very heavy-handed preaching against gay sex.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You are the gay Larry David. Yeah. That's what I meant.
We need to close the bathhouses! he took offense and basically said, oh, I just kind of think they're funny to do it. And I'm like, and I could not let it drop. I'm like, do you think it's funny in like an ironic way? Like you're making fun of people who tell them? He's like, I don't know. I don't think it's that deep. I'm like, I could not let it go. And I needed, and finally, I finally told him that I couldn't see him anymore. And he's like, yeah, I kind of got that feeling when you told me I wasn't funny.
I don't blame him. I'm surprised he still saw it. If someone said that to me, I wouldn't, and we were only a month in, I would probably first take it personal, but then I would go,
well,
we're just different people.
You're not as good in bed as I am. So they're all addicted to me.
You'll never know.
That's true. But they get addicted to me and they want it.
It usually is the people that hate themselves that are the best in bed.
You know, you're right. We all need to hate ourselves a little bit. You can love yourself. You can't love yourself that much. Come on. Then you're just talking crazy.
Talking crazy.
Then you're entitled.
Was that your tea bag?
Yes.
This is a quote. This really isn't much, but I just like Kyle when he said, I'm going to use this quote. When you lay manure, you get the best fucking veggies. It's true. What a good... Y'all, the shit that's coming your way is just growing something good.
I
don't think I have anything else except for Tash and
I think
and
that's
Dave.
It for me. Oh, and Sean and Natalia finally hook up. They kiss a little
Storm.
Bit.
Storm.
Thank you. Did I say Sean?
You
Storm.
Did. Storm and Natalia. Yeah, they finally do kiss.
They do sound like supervillains.
They do.
Storm and Natalia.
Yeah, they do. They do.
So let's just, I want to address people who saw this episode earlier than us.
Or as I like to call Blue Valentine at Sea. This isn't that the depressing? They were just right when they're just in this horrible.
That's Kate Blanchett.
Isn't that blue? Who is the guy in that?
Kate Blanchett was the lead, female lead.
God, that movie was depressing.
Why did you see that movie? Why did you? That movie is not made for you.
It's just sad.
That's what I'm saying. That movie is not made for people like you.
Well, I'm just.
I loved that film.
I know, but it's like, this is what their relationship is. It's just like fucking just sad. How much worse is this going
to
get?
I'm a little angry that someone convinced you to see that movie. Think they don't know you at all. Whoever convinced you to see that movie doesn't know you.
It was just sad.
Yeah.
Just. Like,
you don't need to see movies with that person.
How much more are we going to suffer?
I would not ask you to see a movie like that.
I mean, is this just, are we on a reality Manchester by the fucking sea?
Now, that's a sad movie.
It's just, but that's what this is. Yeah. It's just fucking.
I think there's nuance in Blue Valentine. Yeah, but I agree with you. It's a very sad film.
Yeah, and it's just.
But Kate Blanchett's wonderful.
She is wonderful.
Where are you going with this?
That's just how depressing. I just get depressed now when I see them in the same room.
For me, this was a little. I would call them this Marriage Story.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
In a way, because Marriage Story was kind of up and down, but it was a general. It was a really hard look at a relationship. These two
didn't feel up and down. This just feels like just down.
These two had not even anything close to a relationship. But I was going to say,
if you ask Dave.
That's true. I want to push back against a lot of what we've been saying the whole time is, do we think Tasha is responsible for this? And I said, yes, she is responsible by saying, let's move into the same cabin. That's unarguable.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She even said, agree with this, that she said, we're going to wait a week and then tell the crew that were together now, and then things changed, but she did not communicate with that to him.
Yeah.
Now, do I think she did not want to do this because she felt suffocated and she felt kind of shameful for cheating on her boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, some of you said she didn't know who this guy was.
Well, I did say last episode, I said she had no idea.
She did not have any. I agree.
She had no idea what she was getting into.
Right.
At all.
Right. But it's interesting. Now I can see a little bit of the point how no wonder she was avoidant because she was just trying to do her job. And she did not want to get him fired. And she thought the best way was to ignore him and all of the things he was talking to her.
Looking with a little bit of hindsight, I think she handled it the best she probably could have handled it. Except for
the cabin thing.
Well, except for the cabin. That was a misfire. But again, when they made that decision, they were kind of all good. But I don't think.
Were they?
They seemed to be. They were, remember, in the first episode, they were all flirty.
Yeah, I guess.
And it looked like that's how crazy this went south.
And remember, though. Even though this episode,
I just want to say, I think you asked me that because to see them now, we're only on episode 5,
right?
Which means they've only had 2 charters. So to see them now, you think
it's like a week and a half.
Someone has to see the writing on the wall that this could have gone down that. But I don't think so. I think that's what a spiral mess of that Dave is like mentally ill.
He's not stable.
He needs to be off of this boat.
I agree.
He needs to not be on this show. He has no business being here at all.
Right.
And I think if Captain Sandy knew the gravity
and
the depth of what this is, she would say, we need to get a new chef.
I agree. But the chef is the hardest to find.
It is.
And I think you guys, we would not be having this discussion at all with a power dynamic if this was a deck crew member or if this was even an interiors member. We would not be, someone would go.
Yeah.
But I mean, because this is Chief Stew and Chef, arguably the two of the three most important staff positions.
Yeah.
What can we do? This is a recipe, see that pun? Recipe for disaster. That's like something that guy would do. And it wasn't ironic. Mine was ironic.
Oh, God. You were still not right to say it that soon. I'm still going to say it.
You know, but I didn't say he wasn't funny. I actually just said, are you trying to be funny or are you just being ironic?
Imagine if you were dating someone and you were kind of singing around and they said, do you think you sound good when you sing? You would, yes.
You know what I'd say? People pay me to, you piece of shit.
Not defensive at all.
Yeah. And you know what? If he would have handled it like that, I would have said, point taken.
We need to move on.
But I also want to say there was that night when they were out, I just wanted Tosh to take him aside and say, look, we're not together.
Yeah,
we're not together. And it's almost like she was going to wait till when he actually pulled himself out the boat. I actually think that's what she expected him to do.
Because she did try to talk to him some, but she would only try to talk to him of what's like, are you okay? It'll be
right.
Okay.
Which for him was sending mixed messages.
She is very, again, we've talked about it, Tash herself, but she is avoidant. He is
right.
Anxious. Worst combination. And so he is just fixated on this. And I think that I think if you asked Tosh just in general, how are you with confrontation? And she would say, horrible at it.
Yeah.
I'm not great at all. And she's lucky that she has a stew crew that's easy to get along with. Because if she had Gabriella and Ashley and all that, she would be horrible at handling
that. Let me
ask
you a question. What do you think she was waiting for to happen?
No, I don't think she thought he would leave, but I think she was just waiting. I think she's just trying to bide her time, thinking that just to get through this charter. And I go, honey, you're only in like a week of this. Like, you're not going
to
get through
this.
She
had to get through the season.
Yeah, I mean, you just started. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
There's no way. So I think she had unrealistic expectations.
I think it's more than unrealistic. I don't think she was thinking about it at all. I think she was living day to day.
Yeah.
And for someone in a leadership position who is supposed to see in bigger the forest more than just the trees.
No, I've said before, I don't necessarily think she's the best stew. I don't think she's the best leader.
My question is, I would love to ask her, what did you think was going to happen?
Well, and because someone like, I agree with you. I don't think she thought of it. I actually think one day Kyle would be a good chief stew, because one of the best things Kyle did when Dave was having that panic attack.
Yeah, go get Captain Sandy.
He went to Captain Sandy.
I don't know why she didn't go to Captain. And I know she said, I don't want to get him fired. But if she, I feel like the fact that she was so avoidant for so long made things exponentially worse.
Well, and she, she felt so much shame or whatever from cheating on her ex. But
because
if you look like when Storm tells Z, hey, Natasha and David actually hooked up for several months before, and Z goes, what? You're probably, as a viewer, thinking, how do they not all know this? Because we've been seeing them for 5 weeks now. So for us, it's just old news.
Yeah.
But we have to remember, like you said, this is like maybe less than a week.
They've been together a week, probably a week and a half.
So this is all completely new information. None of them know this. So the fact that it's blown up
so quickly.
Maybe
probably 2 weeks, yeah.
So I think I only said, not as a defense to Tosh, but this also, it really hasn't been, when you ask her, what do you think was going to happen?
I think you're right. Yeah.
It wasn't that long.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It was just still a blue. So she probably, if it didn't explode, if this happened again, maybe on another charter, then we would see her go,
right,
something's got to happen.
But I wonder what she would do.
I don't know. I don't know.
What,
I don't
what would
think
be
she
the
would
option?
Have gone to Captain Sandy.
I don't think so
either. Because I don't think she would want to get anyone fired. Because Captain Sandy said if Natasha was uncomfortable with him, he would have been fired immediately.
See, I just don't think there was any way out of this.
Because it feels, I mean, at this point, it's, y'all, there's a cycle. There's a cycle of him getting drunk, him saying things or doing things like that. I do think Dave has a problem with alcohol, meaning not that he drinks all the time, but it's what about his uses relationship alcohol and he for abuses it.
His emotions.
Each time he says he can't remember. Every time you drink, you get blackout drunk and you can't remember. And he's using that as, and then he goes through this shame and down and depressed the day after. Like the person, he's just clinically depressed.
Here's the way out of it. Tosh sits down with Dave and says, "We're not together. We're switching cabins."
Yeah.
That's what should have happened.
That might make it better. I still don't know how they're going to. He is such in a spiral right now.
Oh, I think this has the potential to still blow up.
Yeah, because y'all, when he did get drunk, he was texting. She was avoidant.
Yeah.
And she was just trying to ignore him. And also probably, look, I know a lot of my friends when they were younger, they were beautiful women.
Yeah.
Guys would, and they would just avoid guys that they didn't want to talk to.
Yeah.
And kind of ghost them. They're on a fucking ship together. You can't and you sleep in the same room. You can't ghost this person. So you should have thought this through, but he texts her, he calls her, he says, "Fuck you, you're a slut."
Yeah.
He tells her that I'm going to tell everyone about this. You deserve. So he goes from begging,
pleading, inexcusable.
Anger, completely inexcusable.
And he knows that the next morning.
But he had to do that for Tosh to be like, "I can't handle this on my own."
But if you think about it,
this went from zero to 100 really quickly.
And that's when she realized. 5 days,
6 days.
It's amazing what she tolerated before that would break her avoidance streak.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's amazing.
It is.
It went this far.
Because also, and it just hit me because when we saw next week on Below Deck, we see that she's texting her boyfriend, Paul. And I went,
oh, honey.
Well, no. I went, she's not even been thinking about this. Oh, God, I don't want their crew to find out. This is going to be on television.
Yeah.
So, but no, imagine you cheat on your ex and you think you're done with it. You moved on, but you went, oh, fuck, he's going to see this. All my friends are going to see this. Everyone's going to. So I look at that and I'm like, why did you think it would be a good idea to be on a television show with a guy you fucked around with for 2 months?
I know.
I mean, they probably already agreed to do it. And like casting's going. As far as cast, what are the odds that they end up getting two people that knew one another?
I still can't believe she wanted them to room together, regardless if you wanted to be
I wonder whose idea that was.
I don't know, but that is telling someone like Dave, "I want to marry you."
Yes.
And but I'm not saying it's right.
But Dave thinks that way. I just want to know. If she suggested it, I would be like, "Girl, I feel like maybe, I don't think he, I feel like he would be too timid to suggest
it." He would never
it.
Suggest that.
So I feel like it would have been her, but maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe who else would it be?
I don't know. I mean, either her or him. But I hope Andy asked that at the reunion. Because I think that's important. Whose idea was this?
Yeah. And I just, because now I kept thinking, he just needs to go. He needs to go. Because he's not mentally fit for his job.
No, he's having a full-on panic attack. Did you see the way he was shaking and uncontrollably crying? And I will say, Captain Sandy was perfect.
I know.
Getting him to breathe, getting him up and out in fresh air and open air off the boat. Like, she handled it flawlessly.
Did you hear what he said? "I thought I had this under control."
Yeah.
That's just like, holy hell.
I knew it was a bad, bad sign the other day when he said, "I just keep thinking and I can't stop thinking."
Oof.
Like, he is spiraling. This person needs to be not drinking. They need to be on medication, probably. They need to be in like biweekly therapy. He needs some help.
I worry about him being suicidal. Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. I know she didn't want to do it, but I really wish she'd told Captain Sandy she didn't feel safe.
I don't, and again, she...
Because I think part of her doesn't feel safe.
I think a large part of her doesn't. And I think that there's this, you definitely see of, And I get it. I've been on the other end of this in certain situations, but it's...
You were Dave?
No, Tosh.
Oh.
And so y'all, if you're in this situation and your gut feeling is telling you, I don't feel safe, you're actually not protecting someone
right.
by covering for them. You're actually either enabling them to be an asshole or you're actually not helping them. Because the best thing that could be for Dave right now is for her to say that, for him to get fired.
I agree. It
and
would
for him
be
to
helpful.
Get help somewhere and get off this ship.
Yeah.
That would be the best. So I just watched this and I thought, this, my heart really goes out to people that are in, let's just call this what it is. And really, it's becoming
abusive.
An abusive situation.
Yeah, it is.
It's a cycle of abuse. You see them at the end. He apologizes to her. He says, what a piece of shit I am. He goes into this shame spiral. This is why it happens. They get emboldened. They get drunk. They
yeah.
say these things or they hit you or this. And then it's, oh my God, I'm such a piece of shit. I'm so, so, so sorry.
Yeah.
And she says this whole thing. She says at the end, like, no hard feelings. Let's just move on. And I went, don't move on from this.
Yeah. I think if we hadn't have seen this episode, things could have cleared up a little
things
bit.
Things could have cleared up, but no, she...
It's, yeah.
And I feel like Captain Sandy knows, but it's the whole...
She doesn't know about the texts.
It's the whole thing. Like, I just recently, though, had, like, a friend talking about their divorce and basically how they were with someone who was in an abusive situation. And, like, it's... If they don't... A lot of times, the people that has been abused or victimized won't press charges because they believe that this person can change.
Is a good person or fundamentally a good person.
And I'm telling you now, if somebody does it once, they're going to do it again.
Yep.
So if the best thing for you, you're not being mean, you're actually helping everyone. So just tell someone, report it, do it.
You're taking care of yourself.
And ironically, you're actually taking care of them.
Yeah.
You don't. I think that's what I want to get across because people are like, I need to take. No, if she had reported this, she would have been taking the best care for Dave.
Right. Yeah.
He would have gotten off that boat and helped.
It's tough, though, because we're especially in a service mentality. You're thinking, I can't let my team down because having no chef would let your team down.
But in actuality, Dave is going to keep letting the team down.
I totally agree with you. So, I'm just saying when you're working in a service environment,
you're explaining that
mindset.
I get it.
Superseding anything that is personal safety right now.
Yeah.
And that's what the hardest thing to watch here.
And to Captain Sandy's credit, she says, which most captains do, Captain Jason talks about this, that safety is paramount.
Yeah. And Captain Sandy does say to Dave, if this happens again, you're fired.
That was such a great thing to say to him.
Yeah.
So, because now she knows.
Oh, yeah.
She's seen this before. She knows that she doesn't feel safe around him. She knows.
I saw something very similar on an episode of Head of the Class.
Yes. Or a old episode with that.
Of Ironsides.
With my favorite, Mariska. Oh, Marish.
Dump.
Marish. Oh.
Marish.
Oh, Marish. Yeah, that's what she calls it when she moans. Marish.
So I think that's the show. I just want to say this was, wow, what part of me kind of knew he was heading there. But
I knew when he's talking about the thoughts and he couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
I knew.
I did not know he would send horrible texts.
Oh,
like
I
that.
Did. This is classic, honestly, cycle of abuse behavior. And when he said the whole thing of, when he actually said the words, I can't quiet my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if you're in that state, it doesn't mean you're fucked up. It just means you're in a place where you need help.
Anxiety is overwhelming.
It's just overwhelming. And a lot of people think that it's anxiety, but also it's such a combination with depression. They just go hand in hand. Mark my words, he will either say later this season, or he will say in the reunion, or it will come out that he was
suicidal.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's the show.
It was a very heavy episode.
You know what I want to say? I hate Pringles. I never liked them.
I love Pringles.
No.
You're incorrect.
Natalia was eating Pringles, and I went, gross.
You're incorrect.
They're not
They're delicious.
They don't taste like normal potato chips.
They're made in a different way.
They taste bad.
Nope. Pringles are delicious.
Ugh.
Nope.
Ugh, I haven't had Pringles in...
Sour cream and onion Pringles are delicious.
Ugh, I haven't had them in 35 years, and I don't want them.
Why have you avoided them for so long?
Because they taste like shit. I hated them.
This is strange to take such a...
Come at me.
To die on this hill.
Pringles were made wrong. I just don't like them.
Okay.
Maybe I could try them again, but I don't.
All right.
Y'all, that's below dick.
On.
That's a below dick mid. Below dick mid. Badoomidid.
No, below deck mid.
Yeah,
BDM.
BDM.
I'll let you
sounds
finish.
Like Netflix. Ba-dum. Y'all, Selling the OC's coming up and we're getting ready for it.
That's the show. We'll see you next time.
Yes, go to our Linktree Link Reality Gaze podcast. Follow us on our new viral sensation, Reality Gaze. Reality Gaze on TikTok. And we're excited to see y'all, some of y'all out there on our little fall tour. The weather better cooperate. Although we're going to Tampa in October, and we're pretty sure there's going to be a hurricane.
Hurricanes.
But it's going to be probably called Hurricane Hazel since
or
we call
Hurricane
it
Sandy. Oh, wait, there was already one of those. Never mind.
I think they're going to too soon. Too soon, Boots. Too soon on that one. Y'all, have a great week. We'll see you next time. And until then,
Anchors a gay.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.